Hello, it's your editor Quinn here, just coming in to say sorry there wasn't an episode last week. Life has been busy. But as an apology, you're going to get an episode next week. So rather than 2 weeks, you're going to get one next week and then still the week after. Anyways, thanks so much and let's get to the show. This week on Folks and Fables. Our crew is so close to getting out of the Menagerie of Madness. Just one tunnel left to go. However, something lurks down that tunnel. Will they be able to get out, or will they get burnt to a crisp? Let's find out. So, last you folks left off, you had your made your way through the Menagerie of Madness, having met Thaddeus, the creator of said location, and have made your way into the final concourse, hopefully leading to the exit of this damned terrible maze. You hear this sickening roar coming from behind you as you decide this is immediately the time to leave. Ahead of you is a rocky, uneven path leading up towards the end of a tunnel, seemingly, as a large ball of light is emitting from the end of it. You hear small chirps and noises coming from around you that don't really seem to be concerned by this massive roar, which seems almost more concerning than the roar itself. However, you've decided to hoof it on your way out of here. In front of you are large rocks, all multiple colors, shapes, and sizes, nothing you've ever seen before. But most concerningly, the path seems to narrow as you climb higher and higher through this cave.
Well, that seems like a problem. Hopefully it gets, you know, not that narrow.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing, right? It gets narrow enough, we cannot be followed by big scary beasts.
But unless it gets, like, super narrow, but, like, not that gently, and then we're stuck, but the big beasts can get there... And then, like, you know, we have to get attacked by the big beast, you know?
I mean, that is true.
Which is definitely not ideal.
And on that note, as you're discussing this, a second equally sickening roar echoes throughout the cave, slightly closer this time.
I think it's getting closer. Let's just go forward. Where else can we go?
There's only one way to go that isn't... towards the roaring monster.
I mean, I was going to say, there's always backwards, but...
We can always go both ways.
I'm kind of against backwards, and you know, if we get stuck, we can turn around again, so let's go forward.
Okay, so as you begin to ascend on this path, going up and up, the rocks begin to slowly and gradually become more and more vibrant in their colors. They were muted, but definitely odd-colored as you first entered this cavern, but as you continue to ascend, they start to become extravagant. Blues, greens, yellows, magentas, indigos, and as you continue to ascend, they start to look less like rocks and more like crystals, which I'm not going to hear from Benji because he's going to tell me some geography statistic about how they're actually the same thing.
Rocks aren't crystals. They have different formations.
However, it begins to get hotter and hotter and hotter as steam starts to kind of come up from these little holes that are jutting out from each of the walls.
That seems bad.
As you see pockets of steam pop up, What's more concerning, actually, is this steam hurts.
Well, like, that's not surprising, though. You know, if it's really hot, of course it hurts.
And as you hear that, or as you begin to feel this, like, steam emitting, and you're starting to get a little uncomfortable, you hear this almost chirping noise. And you heard it earlier, but it starts to get louder and louder. And behind you, all of a sudden, you see this black mass of what look like should be birds sprinting towards you.
That seems bad.
Can I throw a fairy fire at them?
Go ahead.
Wait, you can do that?
Yeah, because I'm a drow. I get one spell. It's fairy fire. Sorry, I don't know how fairy fire works.
It's
someone who's fairy fire. Click the button.
I can do it for
you. That's the wrong dice, Joey.
Well, these things fail as they begin to get brightened and lit up. They at first glance looked like crows. Now you can see that this is just like a swarming mass of what almost look like locusts, but they're so black and terrifying, and they are sprinting towards you, and this does not look normal in any way, shape, or form.
Wait, they're sprinting, not flying?
Well, sprinting through the air.
Okay, okay. Okay, so, I mean,
that's very, very not good. Anyone got anything to deal with that?
I mean, I could do some...
Because aside from making them glow, that's all I got on Swarm of Locusts.
Do we think there's hostile intent, or do we think that no? Because...
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Then, how far out are they?
What gave you that idea? I would have never guessed.
Look, sometimes it seems as I cast Moonbeam.
Oh, okay.
I say, yo, the stars, they may not be able to see under the wave, but they can hurt you the fuck under the waves. I cast Moonbeams.
All right, give me my damage.
It does. Well, they have to make a constitution saving throw of 15.
Okay, no, they fail miserably.
Okay, they take 11 radiant damage.
Okay.
And if they're a shape changer, they have to make this shave with disadvantage, if that matters. And if they fail, they revert. So, you know, if it's okay. A shape changer.
It's not a shape changer.
Worth a shot.
Because this is a mass of multiple creatures. However, give me your description, because I'm going to explain what happens afterward.
A moonbeam, a pillar of light appears on the, like a ball of light appears on the ground and then shoots up into them and then kind of makes like a little sizzling Siri noise as okay. It hits them.
So as it hits them, yeah, there's a sizzling noise as it just disintegrates like a solid third of this mass. However, the intent is the same. It's still just flying towards you at a very disconcerting speed.
Well, each of my turns, I can move the beam 60 feet in any direction, and then if they're in it again, they get hurt again. So we're just going to keep that in mind, you know?
Oh, for sure. No, honestly, okay, okay. You may have solved my bug puzzle.
Once per turn, you can basically move it every 6 seconds.
Yeah, they're like probably 5 rounds away.
Oh, okay.
You
okay,
may well, have solved my puzzle.
Yeah, okay.
They have to make saves. I could get low rolls. Let's keep going.
Okay, so as that happens, these things continue to sprint at you. However, the gap is starting to narrow. I'd like you all, please, to make dexterity saving throws.
This to move forward?
No, this is because you've stood still for a while.
I got a 19.
Have we? I think we've been running. We haven't, like, we kind of threw the spell back, and then we keep booking it.
Oh, were you booking it?
Yeah,
I was booking it. All right, well, keep the dex saving throws, because there's two, it would have been two different things, but you're moving, still dex. Oh, boy. Okay, so as you sprint...
I got a 4.
As you continue to sprint away, you have to kind of dodge out of the way of these steam... valves that are jutting out of the walls, ducking, diving, weaving. However, Astraea, you're not quite agile enough, and you take one of these right to the face, and it just sprays you with this like molten hot steam.
I take half fire damage. Is it fire damage? This seems like it'd be fire damage.
This would be fire damage, so you take 5 fire damage.
5?
5.
That's not fair. How does concentration work?
You have to make a constitution saving throw.
It's 10 because it's below 10, right?
Yes.
Well, you know, may think that I would have solved your bug puzzle, but then I get hit by steam and I don't solve your bug puzzle.
Oh. Okay, so just out of for my own, like, can we see like any semblance of a sky, or are we in like a cave?
Roll a perception check for me.
Oh, okay. 12. Is that enough to look up and see the sky?
It is a massively tall cave, but you can kind of just make out a rock surface through the darkness on probably like 200 feet above you.
Okay.
So before you get snarky with me, sir.
Okay, so the birds are under this ceiling.
Yes.
How far away are they?
I would probably say 30 feet, 40 feet at this point. They're closing the gap fairly quickly.
Okay, cool. Can you make a, I think it's a con save at disadvantage for the ceiling above the burbs?
Sorry, the ceiling shatter? Can make constitution saving throws.
They immediately, they fail. It's a ceiling.
Oh, right. It's just shatter? For if they're constructs. Yeah. Yeah. I am going to cast Shatter above, and I'm going to collapse part of the cave on them, and we're going to keep booking it. I'm closing the gap.
I feel like you could have just shattered the locust. No.
I don't know if that would have worked as well, because they would have each had to make a different save, but if they're birds, not locusts. And
okay, please.
I'm just going to shatter the ceiling, and then we keep booking it, and that also saves us from the stupid...
Joe, do you have the range to do that?
Is it hold 60 on. Feet? Yeah, you don't have the range to do that. No, the ceiling's like 200 feet up.
Okay. Then I'm going to cast Shatter. I'm going to cast Shatter where they're going to be then. I'll cast Shatter
on the bug.
Like on the swarm?
On the swarm.
Okay. Oh my god.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, yeah. And it's cast Shatter on the swarm.
It's a con save.
They fail miserably. Like, they're a swarm of what look like massive locusts. They're not probably very constitute. No, I don't care.
Yeah, so they fail miserably. 14 damage.
Okay, so these things take 14 damage. As all of a sudden, you just see this woof as this wave of force flies at them. And you see a whole chunk of them just... fly off and just fall to the ground as this mass has gotten a lot smaller than when it initially appeared.
All right. Let me keep it up, I guess.
Please roll again. I assume you're still running? Please roll another dexterity saving throw, all three of you. JJ, why are you rolling at disadvantage?
I rolled an advantage, so, you know, I got an 8 and a 9, so we can just say it's a 9.
Yeah, I'll accept that.
I got a 19.
Oh, why 19. Am I so bad at dex?
Once again, you're weaving and dodging as you're throwing this spell at the swarm coming towards you. However, Astraea, once again, you're just not. It's not your day. It's just
no,
not your day.
Not my day.
And you take another pillar of steam just in the face as you take another 1d8 damage.
Halved, because it's fire.
Yes, halved. All right, you take 1 damage as it kind of just like. Spurts off of your face.
I'm really just, I think I transported in my headache to Astraea today, and Astraea just like has a bad headache.
You're just like, we need to be on the same wavelength. So I'm gonna burn your face a bunch.
If she didn't know before, she definitely has a headache now.
Exactly.
More like a face ache.
Same thing.
Is a face not part of your head, sir?
You know what? You're very right. We're still running.
Yep, still running. Okay. I assume JJ, not JJ, Piron, do you want to do anything?
What am I going to do? Shoot an arrow at a massive locust? No, I'll just keep running.
Okay. Yeah.
I only can do Moonbeam. Oh, we can try this. I'll try this. Can I cast Earth Tremor on them? Just see how that works, you know, for the memes. Mm.
No, okay, so I'm going to tell you right now.
10 feet. It's okay.
I'm immune to ground type moves.
Pokemon rules.
It breaks the ground.
Congrats.
This is the description.
Yeah, it breaks the ground, but they're flying.
They just kind of fly over it. That's not even fair. Like Pokemon rules. That's just kind of like D&D.
Well,
rules.
It doesn't matter. The range is 10 feet. I think they're more than 10 feet away from us.
They're absolutely more than... they're probably only about 15 feet away now.
Yeah, well, I can't do anything either, so I'll throw fire at them.
You don't have another moonbeam in the tank?
I do, but I think that's kind of stupid, especially if I'm going to keep getting hit by steam in the face, you know?
Mm-hmm. If only we had someone who could give people a bonus to their rolls.
Nah, okay.
If only.
Yeah,
who like could an extra roll. I wonder who could do that. On top of rolls.
Well, not I'm going to cast create flame. Right
on them and just like, you know, be like, bugs, they hate fire, right? I hate fire, but bugs hate fire more than I hate fire. And I just chuck some fire at them. I have advantage because, oh, it doesn't matter. I lied. It's a save throw. It's a dex save.
Okay.
They make a dex save. That's a d4, Joey.
There's I know, four of them. But let's just keep it.
Okay. So
okay, they make it.
This fire comes up spurting out of the ground as they kind of just manage to slowly kind of fly over it.
I throw it at them.
Oh, you threw it at them? I apologize. So you throw this like flame ball at them. It's not quite a fireball. You're throwing ember, not flamethrower. I don't know why I'm throwing the Pokemon references in. It's just my life right now. It's one of those days. You throw the flame at them, and as they kind of just see it coming, the majority of the swarm, well, or what's left of it anyway, manages to kind of congeal around it as it passes right through them as they clump back together coming towards you. And at this point, they reach you. And I would like you all to make a dexterity saving throw for me, please.
Hang on. I do actually have a thing I wanted to do on my turn. I'm going to take the dodge action on my turn. That's what I did.
Okay.
I'm paying a lot of attention to not eating it.
Dex save?
I got a 22.
I'm
going to
get a 9 again.
Damn. 25.
Why are you rolling? Okay, why did you roll with advantage again, Quinn?
I got a 15.
Okay, so...
What's the difference in it? It's close enough.
You all managed to kind of duck out of this way, avoiding minimal damage. However, you still feel these cuts and scrapes... Almost as if these things were made of knives come across you as you all take half of 1d12 damage.
That's so much damage. Joseph.
6 damage.
Oh, are they projectiles?
You can't catch them.
You can't really catch them.
It's not about if I can catch them. Is it a ranged weapon attack?
No, it is not a ranged weapon attack. These are animals.
So we take 3 damage.
You take 3 damage as you kind of get up after these things fly by you. And you got like a few cuts and scrapes as these things seem to head out about 30 feet and then turn around and come back at you from the other direction.
Oh, while they're like 30 feet out or while they're rounding about, I'll cast Shatter on them again.
Okay.
It's literally all I can do right now, really. I mean, like, I don't think they're going to react to, like, dissonant whispers or anything.
They could. You never know.
I mean, they are flying in a way that does imply that they have some intelligence. So you know what? Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll cast dissonant whispers instead.
Okay.
Just like a really uneven, scratchy kind of tone on the lute to disrupt, like, their flow. I guess.
Okay.
Which they need to make some DC checks, please.
Okay. What do they need to make?
It's a 15 wisdom. Yeah.
They fail.
Nice. They all take 14 psychic damage.
And at that point, having heard
they also have to run as far away from us as they can as a reaction.
So at this point, this like scratchy, awful tune comes off of JJ's hurdy-gurdy or loot. I don't know which one you're playing right now.
A loot.
You're not playing the hurdy-gurdy? Are you sure?
I think it would be really hard to play a hurdy-gurdy right now while we're running.
Ah, it's almost like that instrument is super unwieldy.
Look, JJ is a park and bark performer. We have said this before.
JJ has his practical instrument for his battle instrument, and then his like leisure instrument, you know?
Fair enough.
He's got the two of them.
Hearing this scratchy tune come off of this lute, these things begin to kind of like curl up and just kind of drop off one after the other as this swarm kind of just falls off the sides into the cavernous abyss below. However, just as you think you're safe again, this time much closer, you hear this shattering, ear-screeching roar
JJ,
come from behind you.
JJ, we said no more shatter. We're done with that. What's up? And then I turn around and I look at JJ. And I'm like, JJ, no more shatter.
No promises, but I will ask before next time.
Wait, that I thought that was you.
No, that was not me.
Oh, fuck.
That's our cute running? Book running? It a little faster.
Yeah, we should keep going. See you later, alligators. They weren't alligators, but you know, close enough. They hurt, like, with alligator teeth.
Yeah, they looked like they could have hung out like in alligator mouths.
Yeah.
Some birds do that.
Goodbye.
I love that. As you say that and you begin to sprint, you see, and it's not bright in this cave, it's fairly dark. There's a little bit of glow coming off of some of these crystals, but you see a shadow appear.
That's bad.
Over, probably behind you, as you look up and you see a massive red winged creature appearing above you with an ominous, terrible presence as it's beginning to get closer and closer and closer.
Oh, I hate that.
You're not close to the end, by the way.
We're fighting this thing, right? I turn to everyone. I'm like, so we're just going to have to hit this thing, right? Or is it fake? Is it the madness? Ho ho!
Oh, we were being chased by our own fears all along.
Yeah, what if we just let it hit us? Genius, right?
Can we make investigation checks to see if it's an illusion?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? Well, they do that. Can I do an arcana instead to see if it's magical?
Astraea got the investigation. Yes, you may do the arcana.
Beauty. That's a 10.
I got a 21.
Oh, okay. Amazing. So, with a 10, you sense a magical presence, but you're not sure what it means or where it's coming from. However, Astraea, with a 21, you see this shadow and you hear this noise, and you say to yourself, this is a dream, this is a dream, this is a dream, this isn't real, this isn't real. And you
I'm just
look
really
up,
hoping.
And the shadow's still there.
Oh, fuck.
And the scream is still ringing in your ears, and you realize, no, this thing's real, and it's coming.
Well, you know, my hopes and dreams of this being fake were wrong. So, buckle up, buckaroo. And I pull my arm back and I go into my archer form. And I'm like, well, I'll wait. Can I like prepare a shot or whatever?
So as you're preparing this shot, you hear a guttural scream as from behind you, this massive
more than one
flame comes down out of this creature, starting to scorch the path behind you.
Oh, can I shoot? We should keep running and try to hit it at the same time.
Do we maybe hide?
Ooh.
Is there like anything? Is there like anywhere to hide?
So you know that there are like massive rocks and gems and crystals at this point that have been getting larger and brighter every time you've gone up. And they're fairly large at this point. Like probably tall enough that if you crouch behind them, you might have a shot.
I don't think we can outrun it, but maybe we can hide and it'll leave us alone. And then if we're all in agreement, then we all go hide.
Okay, so tell me exactly how you're hiding.
So I think I think that Piron starts actually by throwing out a bunch of dancing lights into the sky to like flitter around to be very distracting. And then kind of breaks off to find a tall enough rock to kind of crouch behind.
Okay. What are the rest of you two doing?
Well, JJ's like a pretty small person, so it's not hard to, I'm sure, like squeeze behind or between like some rocks to like obscure from the path.
Okay.
Also, I do have Mask of the Wild because I'm a wood elf, which means natural things are easy for me to hide in.
I thought that was trees and stuff.
It says like any like natural obscurities, like heavy forests or heavy rain is one of the things it says, like it, like natural pathways.
Okay, got it. Yeah, yeah. All right, that's fine. I'll give it to you.
Yeah. I feel like heavy rain works.
I lived in the forest. I like kind of understand the vibe.
This is not really a forest.
This is more of a cave.
I'm in the vibe of outside, and I'm like, well,
you are in fact the most inside you can be.
If only Astraea could churn into like a small animal.
If only, that'd be so convenient. Imagine that world. And I'm like, I know inside as well, and I just pick the biggest rock and I just put my body behind it.
Okay,
so like,
got it.
The dancing lights though can go up to like 120 feet in the air. So they're like, they're not like just distracting for Piron, they're like just a distraction, period.
Got it. So you all hide fairly efficiently, I would say, as this scorching kind of plume just kind of goes by you. And the heat is excruciating. Like, none of you are in direct contact or can even see this thing. But you're feeling, like, you're sweating as this plume goes by. It's boiling. And it's 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes of this just infernal heat. As this,
I love the fire. I was born in the fire. You merely adopted it, you know?
He takes off his wool coat.
From the finally, party. The heat begins to subside as you look up and it's gone. Whatever was flying is no longer above you. However, you pretty smart people understand it's not going to be gone for long.
Well, let's keep moving. And see what happens, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe stick to strategy, run, and then scatter if it catches us.
Yeah.
Hide again.
Yeah, maybe not scatter.
Maybe we'll make it
out
of this alive.
Maybe shatter.
And then, I guess we should keep running for what we think is the exit.
Okay. So you continue to run, and you don't hear anything for about 20 minutes. However, the 20-minute mark, and you feel like you've been running for probably 5 kilometers at this point. Like, you're very, very good at this. All of a sudden, you hear another massive roar. However, there's no rocks to the sides of you. The only rocks available as you begin to approach them are blocking this path. And they're huge, probably 10, 12 feet tall. Red, orange, purple, green crystals that are exclusively obstructing the path.
JJ, this is the only time I'm letting you do the thing without being like, no, JJ, this is what you're made for.
Oh, this is it.
JJ's going to like clap his hands together. Okay.
Okay.
And then he is going to... he's going to do just a single like hard strum as he has done before for Shatter. Just do a big come down and he's going to dab immediately.
Okay.
I hate that.
So.
Just because you dab, you it fails and you don't catch it.
Dab as this ricochet of force goes against these crystals. However, you're expecting a boom.
Correct.
Instead, what you see is these crystals begin to reverberate.
Uh-oh. Everyone run!
Oh, f***.
And I'd like you all please to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh, f***. Dexterity saving throws! Why not anything else?
23.
It's an 11!
It's my own spell.
Yes?
It doesn't care.
That's a 22.
God damn it! Everyone's so good at this, and I'm so bad at this!
It's funny, like, that me JJ has only one more in dex than you do.
Yeah, I'm just like bad at being alive, you know?
By the way, all of that one more in dex, like all three of my dex points are my proficiency and not any dexterity skill. I have a zero dexterity bonus. Oh my
goodness.
Oh, that was incredible.
I'm so bad at this.
Quinn, do you want
to
hug?
I told JJ to do it too. It's all my fault.
Oh, Astraea, you poor thing. All right, so JJ, please roll the damage for that.
Fuck my life.
JJ doesn't want to.
What's the damage? 3d6 or whatever?
3d8.
That's so much damage. I have 15 hit points.
I know.
So
it's 15.
Oh, you know what? I got a 22 on this, meaning I rolled a 19 on the die.
So,
and JJ does feel some semblance of responsibility. So could JJ perchance like see Astraea, considering we're all close by each other? Like, sure. Could JJ like cover Astraea instead of like,
okay?
Could I transfer,
you know what,
my success?
I will let this happen. How, and I'm gonna make you roll a. I'm actually gonna make you roll an initiative against me. And here's how this is gonna work, okay? If you pass, you both only take half damage.
Spicy.
If you fail, you both take full damage.
Oh, that's so spicy. We should do that.
This sounds like
a gambling. Don't feeling like a gambling person today.
I always feel like a gambling person. It's why I don't gamble. All right, let's do it. 12.
That's not great. Joey, get lower.
Well, hold on. I gotta figure out what the
initiative of a rock
initiative
is.
Yeah, hold on.
I had a plus one initiative. I feel like they should have also have a plus one initiative because it's my spell.
They have a plus three initiative.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Okay, you know that. Yeah, they got a three!
6 versus 12. JG pulls it off.
I got double their score. Yeah, I eclipsed them.
So you having finally like realized, oh shit, this is coming back on me, realize Astraea is not prepared to take this hit. As you kind of dive at her, tackling her, almost both of you falling off of this narrowed path as this wave of force just flies by you. So you both only take 7 damage as opposed to the full 15 that you would have taken.
I have 8 hit points left. I'm doing great.
So sorry, how many hit points do we take? How much hurt do we
take? You take half of the 15.
7.
Is that, do you round up or down?
You know what? Sorry, I apologize. It's 8, not 7.
Fuck my life, Joseph.
Now I have 9.
Benji's the one who reminded me. This is the equivalent of when you ask your teacher when the homework is.
Whatever. All right, my bad. Shit.
I have 7.
I'd like
hit
to
points.
Remind you, Joey, that we haven't taken like a long rest yet. So like, we weren't even starting with our full hit points to begin with. Unless you're thinking that you have a lot more hit points to play with than you do.
Okay, so to be fair, Joey was working with all of my hit points. Joey was working with all of my hit points. I had 25 hit points. I just am horrible at dex today. You know, not my thing.
Astraea's got 2 left feet today.
I got 0 feet. I don't even got 2 left feet. Just none. No feet. Yeah.
It's the heels. Astraea's still wearing the heels because they have all the complex straps.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what's happening.
I've had to do all of this in heels, but I'm not the movie star who can do it.
You're not Charlize Theron. All right. So you realize that's not going to work as you get up and kind of dust yourselves off as these crystals begin to kind of plink, 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 and the light begins to slowly fade out of them. This roar is still ear-shattering. It's not quite as far as it was before, but I would still say it's fairly far off. However, these crystals are still completely blocking your path. You seem like you can start to smell the fresh air almost. You can tell you're like fairly close to the end. However, got to figure out how to get past these crystals that are completely blocking your path.
I walk through the crystals.
You walk through the crystals?
Don't question how I do it, Joey. I actually just walk through it and I end up on the other side. It works 100%.
Holy shit. I totally forgot that tieflings naturally have density shifting.
Yep, I didn't realize they were actually all the Martian Manhunters.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So when you walk through the crystals, what happens? So you walk up to these crystals and you're like, guys, it's fine. I'm just going to walk through them. As you,
they're fake. Like,
much like a three-year-old who runs into a glass door not realizing that it's closed, face first, just chunk. And you like stagger back slightly as you've taken a face full of crystal and nothing's changed.
JJ puts a hand on Piron's shoulder and just quietly says, I think the Menagerie of Madness has gotten to us, Toya.
I just thought, what if I walked through them? It would be convenient, you know? What if it just worked? I don't have any plan. Astrea, that's not that.
Astrea, look at me. Astrea, look at me. It's going to be okay.
I don't think it's going to be okay.
I need you to keep an eye out for the thing that's chasing us right now.
I think we'll notice that you're going to give us really the hot. Sign.
Yes, but we need the heads up so we don't get caught off guard, okay? So you keep an eye out while JJ and I try to figure our way past these crystals, okay?
Okay, yeah, I take okay, watch.
Thank you.
Astrea, you seem to have a lot of difficulty with those shoes. Do you need help taking them off? Maybe we can do that.
I didn't know they could come off. I thought they're like permanent fixtures.
The shoes were permanent. Is this why you have not been wanting to wear shoes ever?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to take them off. You know, once they're on your feet, they're there for life.
JJ takes off one of his boots and throws it at the fucking, like, crystals blocking the path.
So what actually happens is they shatter.
Oh, do they? I thought no. They were just going to go right through.
I feel attacked in so many ways.
Dying. Holy shit. Okay, yeah, no, you take your boot and you throw it at this crystal and it bounces off and just chunk, 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 chunk. And it, for some reason, your boot bounced four times.
JJ, yeah, apparently I have plate
meal boots.
I need
you to do a little bit more investigating on that. That's not throwing a boot at it while I help Astrea out of her shoes, and then I'll come help you, okay?
Okay, I will use my many years of literary study to see what I can do and what I can provide.
And then, like, Piron just pulls out his dagger and just cuts the shoes off of Astrea's feet. Like, just, he's not bothering with, like, oh, let's see how to undo the buckle. He's just like, slash, slash, you're out of them.
I stand on the ground and I say, this is it. I'm definitely really good at it. And I try to do a fun, twisty, jangle move with my feet, you know, like some fancy feet.
Can you please roll performance for me?
Oh, I was just going to roll a dex check to see what would happen. I thought it'd be
way more
fun.
Wait, some fancy feet? Not some happy
feet? No, I want performance.
Sure. I kind of want to see the dex. I want to see how the dex goes.
Yeah, like that was the joke.
Oh, my bad. Okay, then yeah, roll your dex for sure.
F*** my life. I got an 8.
Well, so here's the deal.
The shoes are permanently attached just to my brain.
Here's the problem. Astrea would have been much better usually at dexterity, having taken off the shoes and being free. However, she's got to walk off this concussion before she can get back to being her old dexterous self.
Walk off the headache from the fire jets and the concussion.
Well, okay. Let's shatter knockback.
Yeah. Well, I mean, JJ did heroically, selflessly protect Astrea while Piron only thought of himself. But, I mean, let's be real. All the things we've been doing, wearing in high heels, bound to have blisters, aches, cramps. Like,
that's why I
said, it's been a long day.
Off, they're never really off.
The high heels are a mindset.
Yeah.
They're a state of mind.
I turn around and I say, dragon, I'll get you. And I watch for the dragon. I don't know if it's a dragon. I've decided it's a dragon.
No, but now Astrea is officially chasing the dragon. Can we just pretend that I was doing detect magic while they were having this conversation?
I don't think we got 10 minutes, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're casting also, like, that is like with a spell slot.
If you cast it with a spell slot, I can dispel magic.
I have all of my first level spell slots, so why not?
Do it.
So you don't even want to look at these crystals. You're just gonna like magic your way into finding out what this is.
Yeah, correct. I wanna detect the magic.
Okay, go ahead.
It just
do it.
So yeah, so you get this like sense as you begin to have. I don't know how does your detect magic work? Like, give me the show. Give me your description.
Yeah, so it is kind of like a ritual thing, but we're just kind of speeding it up. So usually it's like a long drawn out, kind of like spends a lot of tuning and stuff, but we're just kind of skipping through all that. Sitting down with the hurdy-gurdy though, a quick little melody, and with each note, the notes kind of appear out of the hurdy-gurdy, out of the buttons. And they kind of pop up and they kind of create some sort of mist. And then when I stand up, the mist collects around my face and it gives me a vision that allows me to identify things.
That's sick. Okay, yeah. So you having this happen, you get this vision and you realize these crystals are not like the rest of the other crystals. There is something about them that is causing them to be filled with abjuration magic, which is why immediately this... your spell, rather than shattering the crystals like it should have, reverberated back onto you.
JJ, is it magic?
Yeah, so it's magic. And I guess I really don't like rock.
I say so... I fucking hate magic, and I cast a spell magic on the rocks.
Okay, so these rocks begin to glow. Actually, tell me how this works, actually. Give me your description before I tell you what happens to the rocks.
I say I fucking hate magic and I point at it, and then a beam of light comes down from the sky that doesn't exist, and then just like, you know, it's like an anime freeze frame where the light goes through it, and then in the TV show of it, it all goes black and white, and then the magic's gone.
Sick. Okay, so yeah, so these rocks that were glowing very faintly... seems like the glow has gone out of them. In fact, the color has left them. They are now just clear crystals standing
JJ,
in front of them.
Break the goddamn rocks.
So JJ would still have the detect magic up. Like, is he detecting
there's
any...
There's no more magic attached to these rocks.
So, an encore? Oh, it'd be
Please.
My pleasure. C'est magnifique. And JJ is going
to
once again...
so close to them, knowing that they're not going
to
revert.
Are you still able to cast Shatter?
I have one
didn't
more.
Didn't you use it?
Hold I on. Have one I, more.
Wait, yeah, wait, wait. Yeah, yeah. There's no, three. He didn't use it on the sky. He couldn't.
Yeah, so he's only
No, but he used it on the group instead.
You get three, though. We've used it twice. Or just yes. fucking cast it at third level. You get two third level spells.
Yes. Yes, okay.
No,
all
we're
right.
not fifth level, are we? Oh, no, yeah, we are. Never mind. I'm full
yeah,
of butts.
Fifth level.
I'm full of butts.
Which is why
okay,
I no
go
longer
ahead.
Have just two spell slots. For
go shatter to your heart's content. See what happens.
Once again, strum, dab, they break. We go through.
So once again, these crystals, you hear this hum as they start to, as the sound begins to reverberate back and forth, and then these things explode. Dust falling to the ground in front of you. The path is now clear as you hear a third ear-shattering screech behind you.
Book it.
Goodbye, angry dragon. Should our paths cross again, may it be an exchange of kindness.
So you begin to book it, and you
I don't like the what's currently going on.
You see the exit ahead of you as the light begins to get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. However, you see this winged figure as a shadow comes across you again, right ahead of you. And from behind you, just as you're about to exit, this thing lands. And I would like you all to please make a constitution saving roll.
Oh my goodness,
because the force
Joseph,
of this thing
so
landing
hard.
Is massive. And the wings beating down have created this gale that
is that
could
con
potentially
or strength.
Con. You know what?
I
strength.
Feel like that would be
Joseph,
strength. Yeah, strength.
You picked the one thing I'm worse at.
I have
is
a
there zero in con and a minus one in strength. I got a three.
I got a two.
Oof. 13.
So you all are knocked off of your feet as this massive gale of wind just takes you all.
I hate today.
Astran, JJ, can you please make another dexterity saving throw for me?
Joseph, why do you hate me? It's a fucking 8. I haven't got above a 10 for Dex once.
It's I got a 7 this time.
Dex
so
is
you,
cursed.
You are both blown so far that you actually are both taken off of the sides as this path has narrowed to the point where...
Off of the sides? It goes down into a cliff?
However, you manage to each grab a hold of this ledge. You only each have one hand. However, Piron is the only one left on this bridge. This red dragon appears in front of you, growling, snarling, with this smoke coming out of its mouth as it looks at you with this eyes of, I am going to eat you. What do you do, Piron?
Jeez. Piron's just like, are they on the same ledge?
No, so they've blown in opposite directions.
Any chance we could just talk this out?
Why
he yells to the dragon.
And why would I do that? You're scrumptious.
As like this like drool begins to kind of like sizzle as it hits the ground. It's actually boiling. The drool coming out of its mouth would be enough to boil a pot of tea.
I'm actually highly poisonous to consume. We all are. In fact, very, very not good for the tummy.
Please,
it'd be lethal, in fact.
Please explain. I've eaten my fair share of frogs and others, poisonous claimers, and the worst I get is a rumbly tummy.
Before you eat Peon,
are you saying this?
Could you allow him
your
to
arms like?
To, could you allow him to just maybe pull us up? So, because you want to eat all of us, right? I mean, could we just get up? Kind of hanging here, you know?
Have you seen the size of me? You're a Pop-Tart to me.
Well, that's what we're saying. You want to eat all of us?
Yes. So
really tasty Pop-Tarts.
Today's my cheat day.
Exactly, and I'm a tasty Pop-Tart, so let him help me up so it will make it easier. I mean, all three of us together, one bite, right?
At this point, it's gone from like this super menacing pose to actually lying down to talk to you. Because it knows you're not going anywhere, and it's decided it's going to have some fun.
Yum, yum.
It goes, well, give me 5 good reasons why I should let you go.
Maybe I won't eat you.
Well, before we even get to that, I mean, I am literally hanging on every word you say, but I would love to just have my feet on the ground.
Yeah, me too.
Then we can talk. How about that? Manners, you know, you don't have to play with your food.
Can you roll a persuasion for me, please?
Of course I can.
That's
a 21.
Okay, hold on. I gotta get a dragon insight.
They're probably good. Dragons are not.
No, it's like
it's
probably
shit.
Super low. Just due to disadvantage. Might as well.
That's Wiz or Charisma, right?
It's Charisma's Wiz. Insight's Wiz.
Hold on. Persuasion off is Insight or is it another like Persuasion? Like
usually Insight okay. Versus Persuasion. But you're the DM, so live your best life.
Oh.
Spicy. Question mark roll? That's pretty spicy.
It's a 2.
Oh. You'll roll 1d2. I'll take that.
You know, yeah, we'll keep it.
-1. Yo, -1. You should keep that. That's a 1.
So it goes, all right. You've piqued my curiosity, little salmon bite. I will allow one of you to be raised.
I can talk our way out of here.
Yeah, I go pick up JJ. And then I go, are you? Hang on. Are you Dominic by any chance?
Dominic. Why would I? I don't know. You're
scrumptious
looking.
Apparently there's a king around here named Dominic.
Well, I'm not a Dominic. Maybe I was a Dominic. I don't know. Why are you confusing me, Salmon Bite?
Well, I'm not Salmon.
How were you? What do you mean was? Were you something else before?
Is this it actually a new begins thing? To start to like scratch its nose in like a I don't know what you're talking about and this is making me feel uncomfortable kind of way.
Wait, how could you be like, were you a dragon or were you not a dragon and then you became a dragon? This, like,
why does everything smell like copper?
Copper? Are you having a stroke?
I think that's toast.
Maybe dragon strokes are different.
If you are smelling a lot of copper, that's true. Copper, that sort of scent is very similar to blood. Do you maybe have a nosebleed?
Oh.
It looks at you with this like deadpan look of silence. I'm going to eat you now.
Well, I mean, what you did say I look absolutely scrumptious.
That
and
one
that
over
is,
there.
Which one? Actually, please roll deception.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make... So dancing lights lets you make a humanoid shape of light. So I'm going to make one behind him. That's like seems to be like behind the crystal, so you can't quite see it.
Please roll deception at advantage, please.
Hell yeah. Where is deception?
Oh, there before you make that roll.
Oh.
It's a six.
I got a six.
It turns around and this gout of flame releases from its mouth as the crystals you were hiding behind are gone now. Melted to a crisp, and it goes, well, if there was someone down there, he's not anymore.
But now you can't eat him.
Well, why don't you go eat him since you know?
Because I've burned him to a crisp and I have three Pop-Tarts right in front of me.
Well, but...
That is true. But it seems as though you haven't eaten us yet. And you talk about how delicious and how scrumptious we are. And might I say, I mean, when your voice, when you call us scrumptious, I mean, that's, you could eat me any day, darling. But
no, you can't fucking, I hate this.
However, you did mention something about giving 5 reasons that we should go or is that you should let us go. Maybe we could go back to that.
What's all of your passive perceptions?
This is a 14.
16.
So, Piron, you notice that right above this dragon's head is a sharp-looking rock that is just kind of jutting out of the ceiling.
Oh, sick. I guess while they're talking then, I'm going to shoot an arrow at its base.
What? You could have just tipped off the person that knows shatter, but no.
No, but we...
I had to take this from you.
Okay, can you roll a... I want you to roll an attack roll, and I want you to roll a sleight of hand roll.
Okay, attack roll first. That's a 16, and sleight of hand, that's a 15.
Okay, so yeah, so as JJ is chatting this... boy's ear off, you kind of subtly just take your arrow out and just do a quick plink. Roll the damage for me on that. Okay, as it thuds into the rock and you can see a crack. Hasn't quite moved yet, but it's not looking too much harder. And the dragon looks at JJ and goes, I would love to hear these 5 reasons. However, I have a question for you first. What seasoning would be your best seasoning?
Oh, well, I cannot speak for my compatriots, but I think what would go really great with my, something of my proportions and you know, body fats and all that, I would definitely go with a good Cajun rub, and I would let me I would say three days of marinating. Maybe in like a good, be really good, a Cajun spice in a little bit of whiskey and in marinating and aging that for 3 days. Cook that slow and...
I hear that and be better if you age for a year in an oak barrel. I hear that makes things wonderful.
Oh, that is very true. You could salt us and age us in an oak barrel. I mean, that'd be
actually,
good. I mean, the only opportunity
is
in that.
Some mushrooms you could try.
Oh, yo!
Would you like to try some mushrooms?
It would be a very good appetizer.
And I bring out like 8 mushrooms.
Can you roll persuasion for me, please?
Before he does that, before you do it, fuck me.
13.
Bardic inspiration. I hand them to me, and I will season you with them when I have removed your heads from your body. But I appreciate most of my meals are not this cooperative.
Do you want to
Monsieur Dragon, you will not know how to properly proportion the seasonings for us if you do not have a taste of the ingredients first. I mean, I would know. My mother is a world-famous chef.
Okay, so here's how we're going to handle this. You're going to roll a D4, Dunk. If you can get that number above a 15,
see if you get
or like a 15 or above,
you'll, do you mean a D20?
No, I said a D4.
No, he's adding to the 13.
You're adding it to the 13. If you can get that 13 above a 15.
You can flip a coin, Joseph. That's how it works. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Also, I mean, how about I use like one of my like inspiration die? Can I use like an inspiration to like gas this up? Because that's what I was going to do before.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 1d8, so it gives you a little bit more.
I have a macro. Do you want me to just boop it for you? You got it. That's a 4.
So he looks and goes, I will try 2 mushrooms.
Oh, but I mean the size of your mouse.
I will try 2 mushrooms.
What, Deco?
So these are your giggly mushrooms, Joey. I don't know how they work mechanically.
That's what I figured.
All right, so
it opens its mouth.
Mm-hmm. I'll toss them in.
What do you do?
I'll put them in.
You just put them in. You place them in, or are you like yeeting them in?
I just yeet the whole. Actually, because I have the bag, I yeet the whole bag. Like just the whole bag of mushrooms. Like, what do I care? He's about to go. He'll be fine. He'll survive it.
He's fucking huge. The odds. Do you need a sleight of hand? We could just say there are 2 in
23.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a massive dragon. Like, he can tell the difference between 2 and 8 mushrooms.
You're fucking lucky. No, it knows what a fucking cloth bag tastes like.
It's 8 mushrooms.
It just goes straight down the throat.
Yeah, like, you toss it straight down its gullet as it swallows and goes, that's... really good. That's real. As it like starts to kind of like bellow and
shuffle. Can I try to pull myself up while this is happening?
Yeah, go ahead. Roll athletics.
it's a 2. I'm proficient.
Oh, that's my God.
18. Yo, above a 10? What are the odds? 0.
So it begins to cackle and laugh as Astraea pulls herself up, and it starts to bellow and roll around in this cavern as it gets so happy that it actually...
Oh.
It flaps its tail against the wall as these massive stones begin to fall, as it actually chuckles itself so hard it rolls itself off. However, there are now tons... of falling rock coming Joseph. Towards you. What do you do?
We're running out of the
cave. We book it. We outie.
And you're going to make me make another dex save, and I'm going to fail.
I'm going to make you make one more dex save.
I'm
going to scream, Astraea, try not to fall this time. And that's another inspiration die.
You're really taking the Coach Carter method.
14 plus slash roll 1d8.
There you go.
That's a 3.
Funny.
We got
the same thing. That's 17.
I got a 26 on that last deck save.
Wow. No, you rolling definitely
like
fail.
A king.
I got
like
a
you fully fail. Why would you think you passed?
With 20. It's actually golf, you know?
It's still a good roll.
So
it's the second highest number I can get. So
with that, you begin dodging and weaving as these rocks begin to descend on you from the ceiling. You finally make it to the end of this cave as you dodge these falling stones, and it is a massive sheer drop with a lake below you. As all of a sudden from behind you, you hear a massive roar echo through the cave behind you.
Well, no time like the present, and Piron pushes the two of them and then dives in after.
And as you begin to descend, you begin to go faster and faster and faster and faster, and then sploosh, you hit the water. And that's where we're going to end it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. We also have a Ko-fi link, which is ko-fi.com/folksandfables. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who is selflessly signed up to deal with all our idiocy. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support.